Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for joining us. Well, my next guest says that up to a quarter of all students are homework trapped. It's a phrase he coined himself, and the effort of many parents to intervene and help may lead nowhere other than frustration for the whole family. So what can be done to avoid all this? Dr. Kenneth Goldberg is a clinical psychologist with 35 years of professional experience and the author of the book, The Homework Trap, How to Save the Sanity of Parents, Students, and Teachers. Dr. Goldberg, thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So isn't this a timeless and universal truth that is still the case? Kids hate doing homework.
Well, kids hate doing homework. Kids hate doing chores. That's true. I think kids also have a desire to please their parents and please their teachers. So I think that kids have a variety of feelings about homework.
So when you say students are homework trapped, what exactly do you mean?
Well, the thing is that in the midst of, we can easily look at children and say, well, you know, they hate homework and discount that. But the reality is that there's a certain percentage of kids that are complaining about homework and not doing it, not because they're unmotivated, or not because they're any more unmotivated than any kid, but because they really can't do it, that they have what I call under-the-radar learning problems. And these problems are not serious enough necessarily for special education, but they manifest when they come home. School, you know, is bound by the clock. They go out when the bell is done. If they haven't gotten all the work done, it's okay. But at home, it's timeless. Mm-hmm. So if these kids are struggling, what happens is their homework just oozes into the whole evening, and these kids end up, they're in a bind. Their parents are in a bind, and they don't know how to get out of it.
So what kind of mistakes are parents making as they try to help? I'm guessing they try to step in and maybe try to answer some of the questions that are there. Are they doing something horribly wrong?
Well, they're not doing anything horribly wrong. They're doing what parents do. They care deeply about their kids, and they're trying to help them out. And they're also doing what parents do about education, which is that you want to support the school. But what happens is you hit a point where you realize that the assignment is just more than your child can handle, and it's hit a point where continuing to do it is doing more harm than good. And then you're in a dilemma because the school has the power to grade. So the parent, the mistake the parent is making is that the parent really needs to, as with any problem that you have in your home, you need to take charge and you need to make your own decisions. But of course, the decisions that I recommend for many homework trap children put them in conflict with the school because the school makes the grades.
I'm talking to Dr. Kenneth Goldberg, the author of the book, The Homework Trap, How to Save the Sanity of Parents, Students, and Teachers. So let's get to it. What is one of the first things parents should do when their kids are simply not able to get their homework done?
Well, I think that if they see that it's just taking too much time, and the norm in the field of education is 10 minutes per night per grade, so you can use that for a standard. If you're finding it's taking a lot more than that amount, your third grader more than 30 minutes, your sixth grader more than 60 minutes, then I think the first thing you have to do is have a time cap. You have to just accept the fact that extra time isn't going to teach the child anything, and you need to let your child know that this is your rule in the home, that you're going to be working 30 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever it is, and then when that time is up, you're done. And if you haven't gotten it all done, that's okay, but I expect you, my rule in my house is that you work a certain amount of time, and then your homework time is over. I think that's the first and most important step that a parent can take.
I can hear the kids applauding now. It does obviously lead to an issue if they then show up in school and they're not prepared for the day's assignment. So how do parents deal with that?
Well, the first thing you have to keep in mind is if the child is really homework trapped, he's showing up without the assignments anyway. So it's not like you're losing anything by taking this position. If anything, you're gaining more control by putting a limit. What you will probably find is that once you set the limit, your child will get more done in that time limit than the child does the rest of the night. Or you may, if you're honest with yourself, you may find you've been finishing the homework for him. So the point is, you set the time limit, your child isn't going to really be doing less than he did before, and you're actually going to get some cooperation.
That makes sense. So a shorter amount of time, 30, 40 minutes. Now, what do you do in that 30 and 40 minutes to maximize it and make it most effective then?
Well, I would say you don't want to hover over the child. You want to reduce the frequency with which you say the word homework. The word homework has become such an aversive word, you want to stop saying it over and over again. Say it twice a day. Time to start homework, time to stop homework. And then what you can do is, during that homework time, you might want to, you do want to turn the distractions off, but you might also want to sit in the room and read a book. No, don't hover over your child, but do something, you know, try to pay your bills. Do something that you do that's quiet in the same room and only intervene as your child seems to need it. You know, don't hover over the child. Do like parallel play and model the fact that you can have quiet time doing things that are productive.
Well, what about parents who look at their kids, they simply don't see enough effort being put in?
Well, I think it's a trap to get too hung up on effort. The reality is that interests lead to skills, and skills lead to interests. We all do the things, we all become interested in the things we do well, and we do well on the things that interest us. So if you look at that as a cycle, it's a losing proposition to get too hung up on the apparent motivation. You want to reward the skills, and you want the child to start having an experience of success.
Mm-hmm.
If your child's working 2 or 3 hours a night, I can already tell you the child feels like a failure. If the child has success within the limited amount of time, that success will, over time, breed more interest.
Now, in your book, you say that you want to save the sanity of parents, students, and teachers. When it comes to teachers, do you think that they get a bad rap when it comes to the results of their students? Do you think a lot of times the problems are occurring at home?
Well, I think teachers are getting a terrible rap these days, and I support teachers just as vigorously as I support the parents. And in the homework issue, I think teachers to some degree shoot themselves in the foot by becoming overly dependent on what occurs in an environment that doesn't belong to them. I think the teacher's greatest tool is a direct relationship with the student. All this outside testing, all this outside evaluation, I feel for teachers because they're under a lot of pressures, but they need to be in control of the zone they're in control over, and they will have more authority if they accept the fact that parents are in control of the zone they're in control of.
Finally, with the access to the Internet, I mean, there's so many ways to find information, to study things, to maybe get even some assistance. Do you think that parents are utilizing these options and kids are in an effective manner at home?
I think parents are utilizing them, and when I look at homework, when I surf the web myself, there is an enormous amount of help for homework. My book is for the people who find that doesn't work. I assume there's a bunch of people who use that and it works, and that is fine. They don't have to read my book. But there's a certain percentage of kids for whom the parents can use all that common advice, and it isn't going to work because there's an under-the-radar learning problem. And for that, I would recommend strongly that they go to my book or my website and get some information.
Dr. Kenneth Goldberg, author of The Homework Trap, How to Save the Sanity of Parents, Students, and Teachers. Dr. Goldberg, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you.
We will be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS.